And then, all right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Jepson Canyon Public Infrastructure District number one to order. Today is December 12th, 2025. It's 11:03 a.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for our call to order, if everyone on the call, if you could state your name for the recording and record, we'll start with the board. Kent, you're the treasurer, vice chair. You want to start?
Yeah, Kent Olson on the board.
David Calder on the board.
Shelby Clymer with CLA, District Accountant.
Matt Hintz with Snow Jensen and Reese District Council.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker back at the anchor location. Christy, do we have any members of the public?
No.
Okay. So, board, first off, we need to hold two public hearings and we'll do them jointly. They're to amend the 25 budget and to adopt the 26 budget. So, with that, can I get a motion to open the public hearings?
Make a motion that we open the public hearings for the budget.
Thanks,
I'll
David.
second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All
Aye.
right. So, board, we're now in two public hearings jointly to talk about the amendment to the 2025 budget and the adoption of the 2026 budget. So, Shelby, if you want to walk us through those.
Okay, thanks, Michael. All right, board. So, no changes to this from what we reviewed at the November meeting. So, I'll just do kind of a review of what we covered then and start with the 2025 budget amendment. So, we need to amend two funds for the district. The first is the general fund. Costs are just kind of coming in over budget, as we talked about last time. So, expenditures, just about $60,000 is the projection for end of year. And then we have transfers out of about 11,000, which includes 7,000 for the paying agent fees, which are to be covered through developer advances. And then there's about 3,500 of capital costs covered here too. So for general fund, looking to amend from 63,800 to 70,480. And then for the capital projects fund, the original 2025 budget had no activity. There was a small amount, small balance going into 2025 after all. So we're just amending to account for kind of all remaining funds to be spent before the end of the year. So amending from zero to just under 49,000. Any questions on that before I go to the 2026?
No.
No.
Okay. So for 2026, starting again at the general fund, again, no changes. Appropriations of 64,600, which includes expenditures estimated about 57,600, and then 7,000 again would be the annual paying agent fees to UMB to be covered through the developer advance revenues. So those are slated in at about 59,000. Then there's about 5,800 anticipated to be available from property tax revenues as well. On the debt service side, here you can see the property taxes. As a reminder, these are actually 2025 property taxes that we then present in 2026 based on when those funds would be available and applied for the budget year. We've estimated an interest income for those funds sitting at UMB. And then on the expenditure side, about 343,000, which includes the scheduled bond interest payment and then those paying agent fees that I noted. And then just a reminder, the surplus fund would be used to cover that interest payment since property taxes are not yet sufficient. That balance going into 2027 is anticipated to be about 401,000. And then capital projects fund, again, we anticipate all funds would be spent in 2025, so $0 budget for 2026. If there is a small amount that ends up kind of flowing into 2026, we can always amend at that point. So, any questions, any further detail you'd like me to go into?
Well, pretty straightforward. I already looked over it.
Okay.
All right. I do not show any members of the public that have joined. So, with that, if board, if you guys are comfortable, no questions, then what I would need is a motion to close the public hearings.
I move that we close the public hearings.
Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. That is unanimous. All right, let me throw back up the agenda. All right, so next up, board, we have the board meeting minutes from our November 11th meeting. Have you guys had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate?
Yeah, looks fine to me.
Okay,
Good.
could I get a motion, David?
I'll make a motion that we approve the board meeting minutes held on November 11th, 2025.
I'll second that.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, here's the first resolution. So this resolution just approves the budget amendment that Shelby went through. I mean, it's literally that simple. So any questions?
Nope.
All right, could I get a motion to approve resolution 2025-02?
I'll make a motion that we approve resolution 2025-02.
Second.
All right, all those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. By the way, Kent, I'm going to change this to vice chair and send it for you and David to sign.
Okay.
So, all right, next up is the 26 budget. So this just says we're going to adopt the 26 budget and we're going to keep the 9 mils as they were. So any questions on that one?
No,
All right. So this one's resolution 2025-03.
okay. I move that we approve resolution 2025-03.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Let's see. Next up's the annual meeting schedule. So again, we need to post an annual meeting schedule every year on the public notice website. So this would be, again, the second Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. So we'll post that. Obviously, when things change, right, we'll figure it out with the new board when they come on. But
Would it work to move those back a half hour? I've got
sure,
kind of a standing
9:30.
call now at 9:30 on Tuesdays that may bleed over. So if we could do 10:30, that would work great for me.
Okay, let's look and see real quick. I'm gonna quit sharing. Christy, do you have those?
I can't get into my meeting calendar. If you want to wait just a sec, I can go look at my other computer.
Okay.
Just to make sure we don't have anything at the same time.
February 10th. I show that we should be good.
Let me just go make sure, okay?
Okay. Well, while we're waiting, we can come back to that. So let's move on then, Shelby, to your MSA or your SOW, sorry, and then the Hinton Burdick engagements.
Okay. All right. So, board, I circulated these. The first document is the SOW with CLA. We do ask for an annual renewal of this just firm policy. There's been no changes to the scope that's included in the SOW. The one change that we are proposing for 2026 is a fixed fee rather than billing on time and materials. So for this district, we've proposed $17,500, and then there's a technology and client support fee of 5%. So that would put the total fee under the accounting line item that's in the budget currently. I would note if we look at kind of prior year actuals as well as current year actuals, they're a little bit misleading just since we've been 2025 as an example, since the fees haven't been paid, the client you go on hold in our system, and so we can't bill time. So kind of an issue on our side with just what we've been able to kind of put in the system and then bill out to you. So if this says 9,500 through September, that's not really an accurate picture. We have a bunch of time that we have been holding and will bill once payments are kind of caught up. So, not a great comparison, but this is in line with what we're charging similar districts and believe is representative of just the various deliverables that we do for the district and the time and effort that goes into those. So, open it up for a discussion or questions, any concerns on that? We can certainly stay on a time and materials basis, but just feels that this would simplify
I don't think I have an issue
billing
if
and
it's in line with the
remove some of
budget.
those.
Yeah,
Okay.
that makes sense the way you're doing it. So, yeah, I'd agree with Kent. I think that's the right way to go.
Okay, if you guys are good, could I get a motion then to approve the 26 engagement for CLA?
I'll make a motion that we approve the engagement for CLA, dated October 10th, 25.
Thanks,
I'll
David.
second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right,
Okay.
that's unanimous. All right, Shelby.
All right. Last item I have is the Hinton Burdick audit engagement letter. This is for your 2025 year-end audit. The fees that they've proposed here are $89.50. I believe that's a $200 increase from the 2024 audit, if I'm not mistaken. So, kind of small inflationary increase and is consistent with what we've seen for the other districts that we're serving. Any questions?
Nope.
Okay. Could I get a motion then to approve the Hinton Burdick 2025 audit engagement letter?
Yeah, I move that we approve the Hinton Burdick 2025 audit engagement letter.
Great.
I'll
Thanks,
second
Kent.
that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Bye.
All right, that's unanimous. Christy, are you back yet?
Yeah.
So does that work moving that to 10:30?
9:30? Yeah, I think that'll work.
10:30.
Oh, 10:30? I think I'm the only one on that day, so it should be okay.
Okay, perfect. So, guys, if we could get a motion then to have our 26 annual meeting schedule be the same as last year, but move it to 10:30.
Okay. I move that we have our 2026 meeting schedule the same as 2025, but move the time to 10:30.
Perfect. Thanks, Kent.
I'll second that.
Thanks, David. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, last thing we need to do our open and public meetings training for 2026. Matt or Shelby, feel free. You've heard this enough that if you guys want to give it.
I
You
don't
do it
want
so well.
to, yeah, I don't want to interrupt the flow.
Yeah, thank you. So, all right, we have to follow the Open and Public Meetings Act. It's required by statute and the state auditor in particular. So, all of the district's business needs to be conducted in an open public setting. The public needs to be able to attend and participate. So, we need to allow for public comment. We typically are going to give up to 3 minutes. Hank or you can't, if Hank's not there, can adjust the time frame for the public comment, how much. As the chair, you would be able to do that. We obviously have to have a quorum of the board present in order to conduct the business for the district. We have to post an annual meeting schedule on the public notice website. That website serves as the central hub for all the governmental entities in Utah. They have to post on that. That way, the public has one place to go. They can see whatever governmental entity that they're interested in. They can also sign up for email alerts so that when anything gets posted to the district's account, that they would get those email alerts. So when we do notices, the agenda items, the supporting documentation, they can go take a look at it. We also have to post with the notice and the agenda, the Zoom link or the Teams link, depending which one you use. That way, the public has the ability to get on and participate electronically. We also have to post a phone number. So, Christy's phone number will always be posted. That way, if somebody needs to just call in, they can do it that route through her. We do have an electronic meetings policy, which is what allows us to have those electronic meetings. The one caveat with that is we do need to have one person, a representative of the district at the anchor location. So that will most of the time be Christy. Occasionally it might be Matt, but for the most of the time it'll be Christy. The meeting notices for a regular or special meeting, we have a 24-hour notice requirement for the public hearings to do the budget adoptions. That's a 7-day notice for those. We have to record all of the meetings and keep minutes. The recordings are required to be uploaded within 72 hours, and the written approved minutes need to be uploaded within 3 days as well. And those written minutes are considered to be the official minutes of the district. There could be a potential to go into closed sessions, super rare. I want to say we've had two in the 3 years for two different districts. When we do go into a closed session, we have to state the reason why we're going in, and it needs to be a two-thirds vote of the board in order to go into the closed session. So the reasons to go in are very narrow. They are, if we were to do strategy sessions related to, say, collective bargaining, any pending or reasonably imminent litigation, if we're going to purchase any property, do any appraisals, do leases of property, water rights, purchase water shares, any disclosures about values or strategies to how we're going to do those things, we could close for them. We could close if we were going to deploy any security measures, so any personnel, devices, or systems we could close for. If there were any investigations into allegations of criminal misconduct, we could go into close. Remember, we have a fraud reporting policy and a fraud risk hotline. So if anything were to come in through those two policies, we would have the ability to go into close to talk about them. We also could go into closed if somebody were trying to gain access to the development company's strategies, the way you guys do business through the procurement code or through the grandma system. We could close to go talk about things in that way. If the district were to ever do, say, a loan application, discussions about loans or going to get other financial information, we could close to talk about those, to keep those private so that they don't get out to the public any of that information that shouldn't get out. Some things we cannot close for would be if we were going to fill any elected position, any vacancies, midterm vacancies. We're not able to discuss the character, professional competency, mental health, any of those things related to those vacancies. We cannot approve any ordinances, rules, resolutions, contracts, anything like that in a closed session. We would have to come out of the closed into an open session in order to officially approve those. All of the closed sessions are recorded. We do need to keep minutes, but the only way somebody can get into a closed session, if the board says no, is to go to court and have a judge open the meeting, which I've never heard of that happening. So, any questions?
Nope, pretty
That's your
straightforward.
26 open and public meetings training. So we'll list that. We'll have an affidavit in the minutes in case we get audited. Sometimes a state auditor asks for the record showing that that training's taken place. So, you guys have anything for us before we stop the recording and adjourn? All right.
Think so.
Could I get a motion then to adjourn the meeting?
I'll make a motion that we adjourn the meeting.
I'll
Thanks, Doug.
second.
Thanks, Kent. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Christy.